How to landscape. Once you've found your home or your office, hire a reputable landscape firm to help you. It will add incredible value to your property. Trump Tower is one of the most visited buildings in New York City, and part of the attraction is the trees that decorate the building. If you've never been to New York, Trump Tower should be your first stop. It's breathtaking. It's amazing. Trees, bushes, rocks, and flowers can turn the most mundane buildings into works of art. Landscaping can add value to a building far above the cost of labor and materials. If you can't afford a landscaper, do it yourself. I always joke that landscaping on your own is a win-win. It's cheap and good for your health. If you hate physical labor, like I do, you'll hire someone. The trick is finding someone with your taste who can work within your budget and within your schedule. Remember that the cheapest is not always the best. As with contractors, shoddy work will need to be redone or even worse, corrected. And that can be a disaster. When choosing a landscaper, find a firm with a good reputation by asking your neighbors or other business owners for recommendations. Also, try to visit some sites where the landscaper has previously done work. If the work is shoddy, you'll know right away to find someone else. You can also check on the equipment that the landscaper is using. If the equipment is busted, the service will most likely be busted too. And finally, make sure the work that you're doing will last for years with minimal maintenance. No one wants to have to replant every year. A landscaper can do incredible work, but if it looks worn and dead within 6 months, you will have thrown your money away. Of course, it helps to have a lot of money and clout. When I'm building and landscaping golf courses, I love to buy beautiful trees. Sometimes, though, those trees aren't in nurseries. Sometimes they're in a person's backyard. I'll be driving down the highway, see a great tree, and ask my limo driver to pull over. I'll knock on the door. Usually a woman will answer the door, and I'll say, "Hi, lady, I'd love to buy your tree." She'll say, "Oh, my God, it's Donald Trump. I can't believe this is happening." And then I'll tell her that I'm building a golf course nearby, like the one I'm building in Los Angeles right along the Pacific Ocean. Usually, I'll get the tree. I've bought a lot of great trees that way, and those trees can be found all over the country at my golf courses. Money can't buy happiness, but it sure as hell can buy some great trees.